say, God, I sense your presence. And I'm especially praying, you know, when we come in the door and we got stuff on our mind that's not conducive to being in the presence of the Lord. You know, once in a while, every 5 or 6 years, you know, you'll have something that'll come up in your attitude or whatever that's just not conducive to being in the presence of the Lord. And I'm believing that every time we walk in these doors, if Amen. There's something like that upon us, Amen. It's going to get knocked out.
Amen.
It's going to be moved. It's in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
Amen. So keep all these things in mind. This is an active week this week, and a chance for you to get abundantly blessed, more than above the normal that you ask or expect. And we've got prayer list here. Valerie's brother, Robert White, cancer. Barnabas, Joyce's dad, needs healing. A good old boy, Spaz. That's all I know him by. He needs the Lord. He needs healing. He's on life supports now. He needs to know the Lord. You know, more than being healed, he needs to know the Lord. He needs them both, but he needs to know the Lord. Jacody and Brandy and Keisha. And Keisha and Stephen. Patricia. Pat's mom. Donnie, her brother, Herbert. The family. June and Jerry. Sailor and Josh. And Lisa. Bill Gray and his family, that's Lydie's family. Nancy, Lydie's sister. Candace, Diane, Phyllis, and Connie. Sandy, Joe, Kim, and Scotty. Danny McClister and Hope McClister, or Hope Cross. Sorry. Anybody else want to add a name?
Sandy Kane, multiple ailments there. They're trying to figure out what's going on with her. She's having a lot of problems.
Okay.
Sandy Kane, we're adding her. Yeah.
My sister, Florine Bagby, fell and broke an arm. She's going to be operated on tomorrow.
Florine Bagby.
My son-in-law, Nicky Thompson, just like to pray the Lord to speak to him. And also, we have a pet that's sick. I like his name is Taz.
Okay, Taz.
And he's really seriously sick, and we've had him 5 years, and it's important to us.
Sure.
And I had a couple of coworkers I used to work with pass away this week, be with their families.
Okay.
That was
a laser surgery on my eye Thursday.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Pat. Mm-hmm. Shirley and Kenny Powell. Mm-hmm. Them and Jody. Lillian.
Okay.
I know the Joyce of Dad is on there, but he's battling cancer.
Okay.
Deborah Jackson, we just put that name on there. Aaron.
I have a praise report.
Yes.
I've been looking for a job for over a year, and I told my grandpa Thursday night, I said, I really got to pray about this. And Friday night, I got a call saying that I got accepted to a job, and I started my new one.
Wow. Very good job.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, Pat's Aunt Della. Okay.
Amen. Well, stretch out your hand and your faith as we take these before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We come to you, Lord God, seeing you in all of your splendor and glory. Desiring, Lord, to just give you the honor and the praise that you deserve. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that regardless of what's going on with us, regardless of what's going on in our lives, you do not change. And that's the hope that we have. And the faith, Lord God, that you are always in control. And that you have given us, Lord God, your word, everything that pertains to life and godliness. You, Lord God, are trustworthy. And since you said, Lord God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, since you said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction, since you said you forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases, that you give us wisdom when we need wisdom, then we come before you, Lord God, now on behalf of these individuals, on behalf of Robert White and Barnabas, Spaz and Jacody and Brandy and Keisha and Stephen and Patricia and Donnie and Herbert and June and Jerry and Josh and Lisa and Bill Gray and his family and Nancy, Candace and Diane and Phyllis and Connie and Sandy and Joe and Kim and Scotty and Danny McClister. We thank you, Lord God, for touching them. Some of them, Lord God, need spiritual help. Some of them need physical help. Some of them probably need emotional help and financial help. But Lord God, we know that you are the helper. You are the provider. And we can trust in you to do that. And so thank you, Lord God, right now for making it possible that your blessings flow. And we just agree, Lord God, we set our faith to say that these names that we have spoken are now, Lord God, in the system of heaven. Their needs will be met. And Hope Cross and Sandy Kane and Florian Bagby, Nikki Cox and Dow's pet,
right.
Taz. Because we know you care, Lord God. Pray for these families, that the people that Jimmy works with that have lost family members. Pray, Lord God, for Phyllis's mom and the laser surgery that she's having, that it'd be successful in Jesus' name. We lift up Pastor Shirley and Kenny. Thank you, Lord, for being with them, ministering to them. And Tim, Jody, and Lillian. And we thank you, Lord God, for being with Deborah Jackson. And for Aunt Della.
That's right.
Lord God, these names that have come up before you. And I lift up Miriam this morning.
Amen.
That pain in her body, that it be broken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that we have to come and join in fellowship and enjoy in spirit, Lord God, in your presence. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the country we live in. We pray for the leaders, all those who are in authority. We thank you, Lord God, for being with them. We thank you, Lord God, for your light shining upon us. Lord God, that you are smiling at us because we're your children. I thank you, Lord God, for every mercy and grace that you've given to us. And we thank you, Lord God, for answering this prayer and the heart cry, Lord God, of your people with regard to the needs of others. We're believing to hear testimonies of your faithfulness. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
All the 9-year-old and under, if you could come up here. I don't know how many of them we have in here this morning. Come on up here. This is Family Friends Day. Yeah. Come on up. He's got something for you. Come on. Yeah, that's you. Here comes my girls. Hey, buddy.
I need you to get those things over there under your music folder. Come on, ladies. We got all ladies here this morning.
I was the first one here.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah, you want to sit down right here, baby.
Yeah, just have a seat right there. Come on, fellas and gals. And we got several out this morning, but we got a few here.
Come on, have a seat. Sit around here. There you go. Wow.
I just want all you folks out there, part of the thing is just seeing how good-looking bunch of kids we got here. Yeah, if we got some little ones and they want, mom, dad's welcome to stay with them or whatever. Be fine.
Can we hand them their picture?
Not right yet.
Okay.
You just have them be ready.
All right.
Amen. Well, now I'm going to ask you, there comes one. And some of them, the little ones may be at a kind of a disadvantage. But what I want you to do is, if I ask a question, I want you to raise your hand. For Dan, don't answer it out. Just raise your hand, and then I'll give you a chance to answer the question.
Can you see everybody?
I think I can. Okay. Do I want a chair?
So you can see everybody?
No, I can see everybody.
Okay.
I just have to turn my head a little bit.
All right.
Be all right, won't it? No, I thought he would.
I can see everybody.
Yeah. And we see everybody out there, too. And y'all need to look like you're smiling a little bit. Don't they?
A little bit.
I want you to say this. Say this together with me. We're going to say, when I get ready to say it, say, everybody smile. Okay? One, two, three. Everybody smile. Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Who can tell me who the first man was that was ever on this planet that God made him? Yeah. Yeah, so say a little louder.
Adam.
That's right.
Adam.
Now, Adam was the first man. Who was the first woman? Somebody got a hand? Who was the first woman? Yes.
Eve.
Adam and Eve. Now, where did God get Adam? How did Adam get here? Anybody remember that? God made him, but how did God make him? What did he make him out of? Anybody remember? Anybody know? Any of you out there know? He made Adam out of the dirt.
Do you know you were made out of dirt?
And you know when you run a test on you, like in the laboratory, and they test of, that's what you are. Ultimately, you test out as being dirt.
Dirt. Boy, y'all are nice looking dirt.
Those are leftovers from when we gave the graduation things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody didn't claim theirs. Yeah. Did you graduate? What did you graduate from?
Kindergarten.
Did you graduate from kindergarten? And you didn't get one?
I'm going to kindergarten.
You're going to kindergarten? Wow.
When you get ready to go back, I'll be
That's a highlight.
I'm going to be 3 on my birthday.
You're going to be 3? And you're going to kindergarten? Mm-hmm. You sure you're not a little older than 3?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're sweet, you know it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I thought she was older
than that too, but well, you know how that works. So, what did I say God got Adam? What did he make him out of?
Dirt.
Dirt. Yeah, the dust of the earth. And that's why the Bible says, from dust we came and dust we go back to. Now, so that's where Adam came from. Now, next question. A little more difficult. But maybe it's not difficult. Where did Eve come from? How did God make Eve? Anybody know that one? Oh, there's probably one or two out there that knows that. But we're not going to put them on the spot. They might not know it. But it was a very unusual place. God took a rib out of Adam.
He put him to sleep first.
But yeah, he put him to sleep. Yeah, somebody asked me the other day, who did the first surgery using anesthesia? And I was trying to think, you know, whether it was Pasteur or Lester or Ephraim McDowell or whoever it was that may have used the first. And I thought, I really don't know. I thought I kind of knew about the time, and they said, God. And I thought, boy, I got caught on that one. He put Adam into a deep sleep and then removed a rib.
I read a story the other day about a little boy who had been to church that morning, and in Sunday school he had learned about Adam and Eve. And the whole story about, you know, being made from the dust of the earth and how God then put the man asleep and took a rib out of his side and made a woman. And so he had heard that story. Well, sometime that afternoon he wasn't feeling too well, and his mother went in there and he was laying down. And he was just moaning and groaning. Said, son, what's going on? He said, Mom, I'm saying my side's hurting. I think I'm getting ready to have a woman.
All right. Now, we've got a color page to hand out to you. Now, what I want you to remember, now, sometime during my sermon this morning when I'm preaching to these big people, the old bunch, I'm going to be talking about Adam and Eve. So y'all see if you can catch that when I start talking about them and what I have to say. But the picture that you've got here is a picture of the beginning of all of our problems here on this planet. And it wasn't the woman. But what we've got here, let me see it so I can read the bottom of it. It is a picture of Adam and Eve with an apple and a snake. The evil serpent tempted Adam and Eve, and they both tasted the forbidden fruit. And that's why sin came into our planet. And that's why there's so many bad things that happen. Because great, 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 and et cetera, et cetera. Mom and Daddy.
My family saw snakes at night.
That's right, that right?
Yeah.
Your family saw snakes at night.
Yeah. The black snakes are scary.
Oh. Are they friendly?
Mm-mm.
They're not?
No.
Well, this snake wasn't friendly either.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, he's referred to as the serpent, which was the old devil. And he's the one who brought all of our problems in. And it happened because Adam and Eve decided to listen to him instead of listening to God. So I want to encourage you, boys and girls, listen to God instead of listening to the devil. Because when you listen to God, you'll have good things. When you listen to the devil, things won't be so good. But I appreciate you coming up here with me this morning. Take your coloring sheets and now, the last time we did this, we had coloring sheets, and some of y'all said you was going to bring them back and show them to us. I never saw any of them. So if you want to do that again this time, just remember, when you get them colored, bring them back and let Brother Jerry see them. Yeah, we'll put them up on the wall. Well, let's pray, and then I'm going to let you go sit down with Mom and Daddy. Father, thank you for these boys and girls. Thank you for their future. Thank you for their faithfulness. Your faithfulness to them. Bless them, Lord God. Keep them safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, where'd the first woman come from? Where'd the first woman come from? From Adam's rib. There you go. All right. Now, parents and grandparents, you reinforce some of this stuff for these little guys. Thank you. Y'all can go to your seats. Anybody?
One of these?
Yes.
All right. Look at that.
Anybody else want an extra sheet?
I'll have extra sheets back here on the table. If somebody older just passed away.
Amen. If I can find my Bible, we'll look at the Word of God this morning.